This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. President Donald Trump signed several executive orders today, including one to begin ramping up construction of the border wall that was the signature proposal of his presidential campaign. He also signed directives to hire thousands of new Border Patrol officers, to create more detention centers, and to withhold federal funds for sanctuary cities. Trump spoke at the Department of Homeland Security saying, quote, beginning today, the United States gets control of its borders. Well, let's get some reaction from one of Massachusetts' top officials, Senator Ed Markey. He joins us today from Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
So first of all, Senator, I mean, you heard some of what the president had to say about the executive orders he signed. What's your reaction? He's fulfilling several promises he made on the campaign trail.
Well, I think that obviously he's fulfilling his campaign pledges, but to what effect? I mean, he's going to build a border wall, detain families and children at our border, and turn back asylum seekers. And what he's also going to do is trigger a whole spate of raids, mass deportations, fear and terror within our immigrant communities. I don't think these policies are going to make America great or safer. They will isolate us and undermine our standing in the world. Hmm. So I think there's a part of Lady Liberty right now that is shedding a tear at Donald Trump's executive actions.
You know, on the other hand, the president said that, these are his words, he said, we're going, with these executive orders, he believes we're going to save thousands of lives. He said, when it comes to public safety, quote, there is no place for politics, no Republicans, no Democrats, just citizens. And we want safe communities, and we demand safe communities for everyone. I mean, in President Trump's mind, that everyone includes, as he, you know, took pains to point out, family members of victims who were attacked and sometimes even killed by undocumented immigrants.
Well, obviously, we support a policy of deporting those who have engaged in criminal activities. The problem with what the president just said is that he didn't say what he's going to do with young people, for example, who were brought here as children, as infants, who have gone through our school system in Massachusetts, who are honors graduates of our universities, but who now are wondering, are they about to be deported? Are people about to knock on their door? The president did not distinguish between those who have engaged in serious criminal activity, who, of course, must be deported, and the millions and millions of people who are here, who are now fearful that their peaceful lives, their productive lives, are now going to be put in jeopardy.
Hmm. Now, Senator, what do you make of the fact that also today President Trump did sign an executive order, in his words, cracking down on sanctuary cities? There are several of those cities here in Massachusetts. They do stand to lose some funding for their decisions to be sanctuary cities. Are you concerned about that?
I am concerned about it. The mayors of Somerville, the mayor of Cambridge, they believe that they can make their cities safer by having better cooperation between the police and the immigrant communities, that they don't live in fear of the police acting in an arbitrary way. And I defer to those mayors. They know their cities best. And so, yes, it's going to be a very punitive action, which President Trump undertakes if he tries to coerce cities that are acting in their community's best interest to engage in activities which they believe are actually counterproductively going to increase the crime rate, increase the isolation of the immigrant community from the law enforcement officials with whom today they do not have to fear.
Hmm. Now, Senator Markey, you're speaking to us today from Shepherdstown, West Virginia, where Senate Democrats are holding a retreat. I mean, what is the discussion there amongst your fellow Democrats in the Senate about what, if anything, as a party, or at least in the Senate that can be done, if you think it's necessary to block or counteract, we can't block them, but to counteract these executive orders, which will come, you know, fast and furious in the next several days and weeks?
Yeah, what we're doing down here at our retreat is trying to put together a core set of messages, which we will be delivering to the American people. And it will be something that has a unified voice on the protection of the Affordable Care Act in terms of how it affects ordinary families in our country, how they are our neighbors, they're our friends, they're our co-workers. These are people who are going to lose benefits. And the same thing is true for education. The same thing is true for other issues. We're putting together a set of messages which we think are going to work in countering Donald Trump's attacks on all of the achievements of the Democratic Party on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, education, health care over the years. And we are ready to fight while simultaneously saying we are willing to work with the president if he wishes to negotiate. But that is not Donald Trump.
So far
has just declared war on each and every one of these policies.
So, Senator, just if I may, so you're right now working on messaging, essentially, as you said. But what about actual concrete actions? No doubt the messaging is important, but surely are there bills, proposals, amendments, specific things that Senate Democrats plan to do?
Yes, of course. And that includes a comprehensive infrastructure transportation bill, roads, bridges, rural broadband, a comprehensive package of infrastructure improvements across the country that can put millions of Americans back to work. And that's the kind of an area where we have a chance potentially to work with Donald Trump in a constructive way. But again, it's going to ultimately be up to President Trump if he wishes to work in a cooperative fashion with Democrats on issues like that. Thus far, on the environment, on health care, he has just declared war against the environmental laws, the health care laws that the Democrats have put on the books to defend the public health, to defend the clean air, the clean water of our country.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, speaking of proposals and legislation, just yesterday, you and Republican Congressman Ted Lieu of California introduced legislation that would strip the president's ability to conduct a first-use nuclear strike without the declaration of war or a declaration from Congress. Now, why did you feel compelled to introduce this legislation?
Well, I feel compelled to do it because Donald Trump has already said that he would welcome a nuclear arms race with Russia. He supported additional countries acquiring nuclear weapons like Japan, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia. And he has said that he would consider launching nuclear attacks against terrorists. And that is a profoundly dangerous proposal. Donald Trump just doesn't understand that nuclear arms race and how it can spin out of control. His policies will make the world more unsafe and not safer. So the sole purpose of nuclear weapons is to deter other nuclear weapons. No United States president should ever use a nuclear weapon or even consider the use of it unless there is a nuclear attack threatened from the other country that we fear could use the weapon itself. But
now,
in a conventional weapon situation, it should never be used.
Now, granted, when he was a candidate, Donald Trump was kind of all over the map in terms of what he said about nuclear weapons. But he did say in the first debate that was moderated by Lester Holt, he said that he would not do a first strike. Two sentences later, he said, at the same time, we have to be prepared. I can't take anything off the table. So some inconsistencies there. But Senator Markey, let me ask you, he's the president and commander in chief. This proposal would essentially make a profound change to the options that any president should or would have as commander in chief. Isn't that a major change that perhaps isn't warranted no matter who's president?
No, I do not think so. And as you just said, he basically said that he doesn't want to take the first use of nuclear weapons off the table. So you're right, he contradicted himself, but ultimately the latter part of that sentence reflects the rest of his nuclear use philosophy. And we, as Congress, have a responsibility to ensure that we put the parameters around the use of these weapons. In the Constitution, it is the Congress and not the president who determines when a war is begun. And this would be a nuclear war begun by the United States of America. And we should not allow President Trump or any president to use nuclear weapons except in response to a nuclear attack against the United States.
Well, Senator Markey, we're out of time with you now, but I hope to have you back really soon to talk about the FCC, Keystone XL, lots of other stuff. We hope you can join us again sometime soon.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. He spoke with us today from Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Well, one more note about actions or things that President Donald Trump said today. It's been a busy day for him because this morning President Trump reiterated his false claim, one for which there is absolutely no proof that there was widespread voter fraud in the election that he won. And he ratcheted up that claim this morning by tweeting, quote, "I will ask for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal, and even those registered to vote who are dead," in parentheses, he added, "and many for a long time. Depending on the results, we will strengthen up voting procedures." Well, the top official who runs elections here in Massachusetts is reacting strongly to the president's call for an investigation. Here's Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin. He spoke to WBUR earlier today.
To suggest that dead people vote is not true. We purge all the dead off the list here. To make lies about voters like that is a disservice to our citizens. And I mean, this is clearly a case where we have to call it the emperor has no clothes. He has no facts and no clothes. I just find it disgusting that somebody who is the president of the United States would continue to say things that are so outrageous and untrue. Either put up or shut up, but it's not right to be suggesting that people who are legitimate citizens, who voted, who exercised their right to vote, who just didn't happen to vote for him, somehow were criminals or illegal or improper, because they weren't. If he really thinks the election was rigged to that extent, well, why don't we do it again? See if he wins. I don't think he will. So we're certainly not going to let him just throw mud on the citizens of Massachusetts.
That's Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.